Hello, my name is Louis Jemet, and this text explains how my class group and I try to answer a problem that is following. Is pasteurized milk cheese better for humans than raw milk cheese? To do this, we asked a cheesemaker, artisan fromager in French, to ask him some questions. To start with, we are interested in the simple production of a cheese. How cheesemaker use raw goat's milk? With his answer and our research, we now know every step of the cheese making process globally. The curdling, the molding, the drying, and the salting. Global. To come to this problem, we ask ourselves what is the difference between a cheese made from pasteurized milk and a cheese made from a raw milk. So, what is the difference between them? First off, all milk, that's the problematic. There are two main types of milk, pasteurized milk and raw milk. Raw milk is used as it is with everything in it compared to pasteurized milk. Pasteurized milk undergoes a pasteurization, that is to say is heated to remove all these pathogens and therefore no longer has the same characteristic as raw milk. It is mainly used in a large distribution. To find out the difference between these two cheese, we have carried out experiments. I will explain two of them to you. The first experiment is on lactobacillus. We have taken an enumeration of lactobacillus by pour plate technique. We know that both cheese are in comport, so we decided to quantify them. For that, we made a seeding in the mass. We made two mother suspension of each cheese with raw milk and pasteurized milk bought in a supermarket. Then we made a dilution up to 10^-8. We placed 1 milliliter of each dilution in an empty petri dish and then poured in a SRM agar in order to inoculate the mass. The incubation time of the plate is done in an anaerobic jar for 24 hours at 37 degrees Celsius. SRM agar, a selective agar for lactobacillus. The second experiment is on Staphylococcus aureus. Staphylococcus aureus is a protein harmful to humans. So, in view of the problem, we also carried out of a quantitative analysis of Staphylococcus aureus in the two different cheese. For this purpose, we made two mother suspension, like in the protocol 1 of the previous experiment, and then diluted them to 10^-2. Then we inoculated the mass with 1 ml in each empty pantry dish and poured the bait packer agar. Incubation was done at 37 degrees Celsius for 24 hours. This agar is specific for Staphylococcus aureus and therefore will allow us to quantify this protein in both cheese. For the results, we are wrong the second experiment. We think we made a mistake of manipulation because the results are inconsistent. So, there should be less Staphylococcus aureus in the pasteurized milk because it underwent a pasteurization that should have eradicated this protein in the raw milk cheese. The first experiment is a success. We can see that the level of lactobacillus is higher in raw milk cheese than in pasteurized milk, which is good for the body. To conclude, a cheese can be appreciated by everyone. Some people prefer raw milk cheese for its rustic taste because it is often made by cheesemaker, while others prefer pasteurized milk cheese for its price or simply for the personal choice. Everyone is free to choose the cheese they prefer. But thanks to our open experiments, we have been able to demonstrate that raw milk cheese contains more nutrients than pasteurized milk cheese because pasteurized milk cheese has only the nutrients added during the manufacturing process. Thank you.